It's blue. Maybe it's back on.
Hello, sir. I'm back now.
Hey. So, did it show anything? Or
I'm showing that they are online now. They're still showing that the extender is offline.
Okay. Well, that one. How do I? Because if we plug that in, it's like there's like a QR code. Do I got to scan that?
No, you don't need to scan that QR code. So if your extender is still offline, the quickest and easiest way for you to do this manually is unplug it from its power for about 30 seconds. You know, normally how they say if you need to reboot your router, unplug it for about 10 seconds. Actually, you want to unplug it for about 30 seconds. Most Wi-Fi routers and extenders do actually hold a bit of a charge. They do have an internal capacitor or a battery bank that does keep some systems online, and they do need a little bit of time to properly discharge. So giving it anywhere between 30 seconds to a minute to literally just let all of that energy out, and then plugging it back in and letting it boot back up should help. But I am seeing that the rest of your Wi-Fi did come back online, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I think it was back up.
I do see that. So that's good news. So as I stated, for your extender, which it says it's room one, so wherever that one is at, go ahead and give that one an unplug for about 30 seconds.
Yep. Yeah, I already unplugged it. So
all right.
Now,
cool.
When that's running, should the light on the front be on or just the ones in the back?
I believe just the ones in the back. They don't give us too much details on them. Literally every information we've had to look up. The technical specifications are more in the hands of our actual tech support people.
Okay.
We're just customer service, so we gotta do what we can. But as soon as that one gets plugged back in, it should take about another 2 minutes to fully actualize and reboot itself, and it should come back to life just fine.
Okay. Is there a reason now this happened, or is this just like a fluke? Or
it could very well be a little bit of weather related issues. I do know that a lot of our network we're trying to winterize, so that way we don't have any issues like this going forward. Sadly, there's nothing really we can do about it. It's just the process that our construction team is taking.
If it happens again, do I have to always have you do it, or is this just something like I can just unplug it and wait a minute?
So there's two different methods. There's the hard reboot, a soft reboot, technically there's three. There's the hard reboot, the soft reboot, and then there's the technical reboot. The technical reboot we do actually have to do from our backhaul system, so that way and that's the remote reboot, so that we're looking at everything and making sure everything's going good. The hard reboot is literally resetting the device to factory settings, and that kind of none of us can do. So the soft reboot is literally just unplugging it and plugging it back in method.
Okay.
That essentially is giving it a chance to go off, come back on, and I just noticed that it did just come back online, so you are good to go. I'm seeing a strong signal going to that extender, and it should be back online here within about a minute or two.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope, we should be good to go.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, Mr. Klubinski, and have a wonderful rest of your day, and have a happy holidays.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're quite welcome. Bye-bye.